Earlier this month, the town of Amherst renamed one of its streets, but the problematic name it removed is still in use in the town because it's actually the town's name, Amherst. Amherst, as well as one of its streets formerly called Lord Amherst Drive, are named after Lord Geoffrey Amherst, the commander-in-chief of British forces in North America during the Seven Years' War, which saw France surrender Canada to the British. Amherst's significant legacy has been tarnished as more becomes widely known about his policies regarding Indigenous peoples, which included his suggestion in a 1763 letter to a subordinate to deliberately infect Indigenous people he was fighting with smallpox. According to Mayor David Cogan, the town of Amherst was following the lead of communities like Montreal, which also renamed their Amherst Street to Atitakin Street a few years ago.
Basically, when a decision was made, I believe it was 2018, in Montreal, to take the name Amherst off of a street because of the connotation of General Geoffrey Amherst and what he had done to the to the Acadian population, the Indigenous population, the blankets and the smallpox and all of this. We felt that it may be a very good gesture for us as a community to recognize our diversity and our inclusivity by removing the name Amherst from the street Lord Amherst Drive. And it was a fairly lengthy process. And one of the things that came about from this was that we have actually formed an inclusivity, diversity, and equity committee. And now, whenever a new street is being constructed, the naming of the street is going to go through that committee for their input, and they will make a recommendation to council on a name. And so we gave the job of finding an appropriate name for Lord Amherst Drive to that committee. Their recommendation was Ancestral Drive. And council agreed with that wholeheartedly, and it came about.
Cogan says part of the work of the new Diversity and Inclusivity Committee will be to consider future names allotted to streets or other civic elements in Amherst. As far as he knows, there are no further issues with current street names in the town.
There are no current names that we're aware of that are in any way inappropriate or offensive. And so that's really not on the radar. This was the one. And then going forward, it's putting that diversity, inclusivity, equity lens on the naming of any new streets.
I have to ask, what about the name Amherst for the town? Is that not sort of in a similar situation as Lord Amherst Drive?
Well, it is, but there was no willingness on the part of council to change the name of the town. There was virtually no input from members of the community. One exception, we had one single solitary person asking if we would consider changing the name of the town. But quite frankly, it was not deemed to be very feasible to change the name of the town. The impact it would have on the community, the local businesses, the private citizens, with changing the name and everybody's address, we just felt it was not feasible to do that. So changing the name of the street to get Lord Amherst Drive off, we felt was a very appropriate gesture to recognize our awareness of the history of General Geoffrey Amherst, and do something to try and say we're aware and it's not gonna happen again, kind of thing. Well, that's not really right, but to change the name of the town was not deemed to be very feasible. It was a big challenge.
Dr. Lauren Beck is an associate professor of Hispanic Studies at Mount Allison, and holds the Canada Research Chair in Intercultural Encounter. She has quite literally written the book on renaming places in Canada, publishing Canada's Place Names and How to Change Them in 2022. CHMA called up Beck to hear her reaction to the news of Amherst's street name change.
I thought it was exciting news, particularly for a community, in this case, who's named after a colonial figure that I think in recent years has been problematized for his activities in the 18th century. So the fact that a town such as Amherst decided to undertake a renaming process, and they did this through several really critical steps, I think, in order to come up with this name that they chose to reaward to a street, it's an example that other communities could consider following.
Now, you have done a lot of work in this area, it's fair to say. You have a book published, Canada's Place Names and How to Change Them. How complicated is that process when communities want to tackle it?
When we're talking about a street name, it's actually rather straightforward, because when it comes to the names that we have within our communities, whether it's a town park or square or building that has a name, or street in this case, communities have pretty much complete jurisdiction over those names. And depending on whether the town or community has a place name policy or not, and many do not, that can pave the way for making change at the level of, say, a town council.
So street names, like, not as challenging. Is that because they are also lower stakes, would you say? Like, people don't have as much invested in them necessarily?
Well, yes and no. I mean, depending on what street you live on, if somebody came along one day and said, you know, Tantramar informed you they were going to change the name of your street, that might be something that, you know, you find a bit unsettling, because you live on a street and maybe you like the name of your street, or you never thought about it too much. But when somebody wants to rename your street, the one where you've lived or grown up all your life, some people may struggle with that sort of name change, mm-hmm. which I think is a broader concern when it comes to changing names that I often hear about.
Yeah. Now, in the case of Amherst, we have Lord Amherst Drive, which they, you know, sort of identify it as a problematic name. But of course, the town itself is called Amherst, named after the very same person. Now, Mayor David Cogan did say that they haven't really waded into that territory. They haven't had that discussion about whether there would be any possibility of changing the name of the town. But is that something that happens? Like, how, I guess, you know, how large of a name do people take on and go, you know, try to change?
That's a great question. We do have communities such as Asbestos Quebec, who decided recently to change their name because of the cancer-causing substance asbestos, and they decided to rebrand themselves so that, you know, businesses and new residents would feel more comfortable living there and operating there. In the case of Amherst, it has perhaps sort of a similar challenge for a different reason. And it's not the only community facing that, whether you point to places such as Victoria or Victoriaville. There's lots of places that have names for colonial or figures that we associate with colonization, so queens and kings and so on. So if Amherst, the street, is no longer something that the town of Amherst wanted to have and they went about changing it, the process it could follow to change the town's name would be very interesting to document as well, because the authority over such names, as we know, because Sackville, Pointe-à-Butte, our communities are now called Tantramar, goes through the provincial toponymy office, in this case of Nova Scotia. So it would not be an impossibility. Communities do change their names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess it sort of depends on, yeah, how much public interest there is in that and opposition.
Exactly. And in the case of Tantramar, we can kind of reach to that a bit more easily, because we recently went through the same change process where a committee was struck and consultation with experts was undertaken. But also there was some form of community consultation, and ultimately the people working on our name coming up with Tantramar were working also with the provincial toponymy office to make sure that the new name was distinct enough, unique enough, so that there's no confusion, and so forth. So a similar process would be undertaken by the town of Amherst with the toponymist of Nova Scotia if they chose to pursue that route. But when it comes to changing a community's name, and keep in mind, in the case of Tantramar, that was sort of imposed upon residents, so we didn't have the same sort of consultative process that you would in the case of Amherst, unless somehow the provincial toponymy office decided to re-examine any colonial name and encourage communities to consider alternatives, which it could do, but I've never heard that happening yet in Canada.
Last year, Beck led a second-year Mount Allison class on a research study of street names in Sackville. The students examined all 134 streets in the community and noted how many represented people and what groups were represented: men, women, people of color, Indigenous people, and so on. They found very few names reflected women, something that prompted further study into measures taken in other communities to help address lack of representation. But the group didn't recommend changing current names. Beck says the process undertaken recently by the town of Amherst to rename Lord Amherst Drive to Ancestral Drive was impressive, including the formation of the town's new Inclusivity, Diversity, and Equity Committee, which helped choose the new name and will be responsible for helping select future names. To hear more from Dr. Lauren Beck on this issue, check out our story on chmafm.com.